Today we're talking Remy Ma and Papoose getting married, Kendrick Lamar's untitled unmastered album, and we're joined in studio with the Haddons. Stay tuned.
You are now tuned in to Black Hollywood Live. The beat.
Hey, turn it up.
What up, y'all? Welcome to Black Hollywood Live's The Beat. It's your boy DJ Jesse Janity in studio with Miss Queen.
Hey, how you doing?
Shout out to Biggie. Way to it's 19 years after 19. The anniversary of his death.
Yes.
So we wanted to come in with that, but we're super excited because we have the Haddons in
now.
Studio, y'all.
We're
and
here.
I have to say, I was bumping your album
really
the past 2 days.
Are you really? Serious?
It's fresh. It's
come on now.
It makes me like do something in my spirit in my house that I
really
music hasn't been to do in a while.
Lift your hands and move your feet. Which one?
Both. A little
both.
Bit of both.
Come on.
But I'm so excited to share that music with people today.
Nice.
So thank you guys for coming
thank
in.
Thank you.
And we have a bunch of stuff you guys got going on.
Yeah.
Outside of that world, because I've seen some Periscope journeys that you guys have taken us on.
Yeah.
What's social media like for you guys in 2016?
Fun.
As an artist.
It's fun.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Because I don't think we take ourselves too seriously. Right. I know there are some artists that, you know, everything you do has to be done just a certain way, you know, but I mean, like, we're just Gerald and Tammy, and we get on social media, and we're just Gerald and Tammy, like, take us or leave us, but you're going to get who we really are. So it's just fun.
I love it.
I think that's awesome.
Unity, people. Love it.
Yeah. Now, be yourself and stop fronting.
That's
all
right.
That's all it is.
That's right.
All day, every day.
Yeah.
Be yourself. Stop fronting.
Yeah.
And you'll be all right.
That's true.
That's all basically what we're saying.
Yes,
that's
queen.
It. Shoot. Today, I'm wounded. Because he was wounded for our transgressions.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
Bruised
for our iniquities.
Come on.
That's what he said.
Yes.
Okay. Let me stop.
All right. So we got to get into some Twitter topics. But before we do that, we have a special thing going on here. If you guys subscribe to us on iTunes, The Beat on Black Hollywood Live, subscribe to us, leave us a comment, rate us 5 stars, and leave a Twitter handle. We're going to send you, a few weeks ago, we had the artist Robbie. We're going to send you his album, Signed, Sealed, Delivered, It's Young.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
So subscribe to us on iTunes. All right,
that's
y'all.
A good idea. People,
so,
get into it.
Are you guys loving hip-hop fans, reality TV world?
I'm not big on reality
not
TV.
Not really.
Congratulations.
Ratchet TV.
I used to be loving hip-hop, like, and all that stuff, but I stopped.
Good.
Yeah. My kids took it and ran with it.
I'm trying to cleanse myself of it right now.
Oh, God.
But the season finale was just this week, and I have to say they had something very positive. It was Remy Ma and Papoose. They got married.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Beautiful, black love. And
come
just,
on now.
These are two people who I followed their hip-hop journey, and
nice.
Then just to see how much they've sticked together
nice.
And how they cheer each other on, it was beautiful that a show like Love and Hip Hop was able to at least showcase that.
I don't think Remy will have it any other way, though. She's not going to let them drag her and her relationship in the dirt. You know, it's ratchet.
Yeah.
But I think the way that they portray them or whatever, I think it's cool because they're not going to let them just throw her under the ground. Remy, come on. She just did 6 full years for shooting her friend.
Wow.
You know, what makes you think that she won't, she won't
I'd
bust
be
it down?
I'm scared to be
right.
Mess up
but
on
I
her.
Saw pictures. I saw pictures of the way it was beautiful. It was beautiful. It was classy. It was all of that. And I mean, the little I do know about them, because we don't really follow reality TV, but they seem to really be down for each other.
Yeah.
And you have to respect that. You know what I'm saying? You gotta respect that on any level. So,
so congratulations Remy and Pap.
Yes.
I wish them many years of happiness.
Absolutely. Also congratulations to Kendrick Lamar.
All day.
He dropped his secret album, Untitled, Unmastered EP.
Yes.
I mean, basically, it's a little continuation of How to Pimp a Butterfly, kind of the B-sides or whatnot that you would have. I love it, though. I love the unmastered effect on it.
Yeah.
It actually makes it sound doper than
and
it
Swiss
was to be mastered.
Beats and Alicia Keys' son, Egypt, did a beat on the album.
Yeah, I heard it. He only like 5.
He's like 6 years old.
Yeah.
Six years old. And Swiss, if you follow him on Instagram, he shows when Egypt is in the studio going,
that's so dope.
Making
so
a thing.
Yeah.
See that? That's why I'm trying to change my life.
He's
my
rich
at what
six.
I did wrong.
He's going to be like the richest 6-year-old off his own money.
Okay.
Like, really?
Right. Yeah.
I like the fact that his father's given him an avenue to make his own money, though.
Definitely.
So he doesn't have to live off
absolutely.
His
money.
Really cool situation going on. Well, I don't know.
Did you just
really
burp? It
this.
Smells like baloney.
Well, girl. check your wounds.
Damn, Jesse, back at it again with the jokes. That was
right,
a good one.
So I thought this was a joke. Young Thug
he said, check your wounds.
Said he was a huge Elton John fan and he wanted to remake Rocket Man.
Oh, okay.
Elton John came out to say that he would be thrilled.
Really?
Are you serious?
He loves Young Thug. He thinks what Young Thug is doing is of that what has happened in many different genres
nice.
Before. Maybe some people don't understand him, but at a time, Elton John felt misunderstood.
That's right. True. That's true.
He said he brings a new edginess to hip-hop. He brings a new sound that clearly people who were before him mm-hmm. are taking a little bit from.
Yeah.
So he said that something is in the works. Apparently, Young Thug isn't going to rap on it, though. He's going to do his little singing thing that he does.
Okay.
I'm just into the fact that, I mean, they're reaching out. You know what I mean?
I
even
can't
from
wait
the
to
Grammys,
hear it. Mm-hmm.
The Tiger and Paul McCartney wanted to go to Tiger's party. Like, yeah. I'm here for all that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, am I into
no, go ahead, girl.
I think if they were to do a song together, it'll introduce Elton John to the younger generation.
Agreed.
Because they don't know who he is.
Agreed. True.
You know, just like when Paul McCartney did the song with Rihanna
yep.
and
mm-hmm.
Kanye,
yeah.
people were introduced a little more to Paul McCartney. These are legends.
Because to me, Elton True. John, for me, I really only knew him because of The Lion King. Like,
really?
From my
Are you serious?
For me,
okay.
as far as my
Got
age
you.
Was, I wasn't. And then the Diana, Princess Diana song.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
that was a remake
yeah.
of his older
yeah.
song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, that The Lion King was kind of the boost in the 90s, so I got to know who Elton
yeah.
John was. So I think that would be cool. Random Young Thug, but.
Yeah. I like that it shows that our hip hop artists are musically cultured.
Mm-hmm.
Because the assumption is that they don't like real
music.
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But this shows that they like real music. They study artists.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I love it.
Yeah.
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 Not all, but some.
Yeah, some.
Well, one of them would be Q-Tip. This is really cool. He was just announced as the first artistic director for hip-hop culture at the Kennedy Performing Arts Center.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
So he has, for the next 2 years, a whole bunch of programs lined up. You guys can check them out on the Kennedy Center website. But basically, he said, with hip-hop always evolving, it's easy to forget the history and legacy that precedes it. We're going to start off with a brave new Voices Youth Summit and Poetry Slam Festival. That's July 12th through the 16th, so check out their calendar for that. It's a bunch of workshops, showcases, community service. They're going to do this huge poetry slam. They're really trying to push
that.
I think this is great. I think it's amazing that they're bringing hip-hop to D.C. Like,
yeah.
hip-hop
yeah.
is so big that it has touch political ties at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that we're breaking barriers, we're breaking down doors and stereotypes.
But is it really hip-hop that's touching that, or is it just being black, our black culture that's touching that?
Mm-hmm. I think it's the
Agreed.
Culture.
I think it's the culture. It's
Agreed.
Not hip-hop. It's
yeah.
our culture.
Yeah.
When you can turn on a TV, I watched this morning this little 12-year-old girl who studied YouTube videos on how to dubstep. Right?
Oh, wow.
This little girl, when I say, was killing it, she said she learned by just playing the videos over and over and over and over and over again. And
yeah.
she, I mean, got it down pat. So I think it's the culture. I think our culture has been spread all
yeah.
over the world.
Mm-hmm.
It is not, and then with our culture comes hip hop. So I don't think it's too much of the hip hop thing. I think it's just the culture. And everybody's
yeah.
just into, but they love the culture, don't
I think
love
we're
the
just,
people. Well, let me stop.
True. But I think
I'm
we're
not
just.
So let's start with hip hop.
I think we're like a spicy seasoned people.
Yeah.
Like everything that we touch, we season it. It's just like our food.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like you can eat a pork
can
chop one place, yes, but not like my mother or my grandmother, but I hold my own. But you know, it's like you can eat a pork chop or you can eat a sweet potato pie one place and it's like, oh, and then you can eat a sister's sweet potato pie
now
and it's like,
oh,
this is yams on some crust.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I just think we add that extra something
spice.
That nobody else has, and I think people are intrigued by it.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish that they loved us more.
Yeah.
Mm.
Anyway.
Well, I know my whole life I loved y'all.
I know you did. That's why you're my little brother.
Okay. Before we get into the new music, though, this randomly just came up. I saw on Twitter, so I just want to talk about really quick, but the whole Kesha versus Dr. Luke situation.
Oh, what happened?
Do you know guys kind of know a little bit about it?
I don't.
So Kesha,
she follow all this stuff.
Kesha basically has been signed to Sony. Her mother, what's her mother's name? Famous songwriter. So she grew up in the industry, basically, working with different producers under Sony. Dr. Luke being one of them.
Mm-hmm.
There are these rumors now that she's coming out with 10 years later saying that she
was raped sexually abused.
And now they're slamming her, saying, why would you wait 10 years to say this? You just want to get out of your contract because she has 6 more albums to do. But she doesn't want to do them with him. So now we're at the point where Sony was sticking up for Dr. Luke. Kelly Clarkson came out on top of everything and was like, oh, hell no. Mm-mm, Dr. Luke's a bad person, yada, yada.
Not only him, even Lady Gaga.
Well, Lady Gaga, but Kelly Clarkson was really big because her and Dr. Luke worked really closely together, and there was some secret underlings with them that was never really came to light. So Dr. Luke just tweeted out an excerpt from Clive Davis's book about Kelly Clarkson. Kind of it was speaking of her in a positive light, but it was like low-key shading. Like,
what
why
are
you trying to come for me? It was too long of a quote. You can check it out, though. But the whole point of me saying this is that now Sony, there's a rumor going around that Sony wants to drop Dr. Luke, but they're scared to drop him because if they drop him, they're basically saying, this was going on.
Right. Yeah. We knew
Well, somebody has to make a decision and do what they need to do. It's too much politics in it, and it's making Sony look bad.
Yep.
So
yeah.
I say drop him, let Kesha be free, and get rid of the pervert.
Because it's almost like too much. we don't know for sure.
But this would speak to why she didn't say something for a decade.
Because you
know that this is what it's going to be. The smallest voice in the room never gets heard. And so it's like, I'm just going to be quiet. You almost said something, Crit?
Yeah.
Don't you
say
it.
You got a little Bill Cosby on it. No, I'm serious.
No, really?
What he went through.
Which
is funny because they said
he is the Bill Cosby of the music industry. That's what they came up with.
But when you're green and you're hungry and want to be successful in this industry, and you have somebody in the back say, I'm in control of your career. He's on some Stevie J ships. He's on some Stevie J ships. Like, if you go ahead, I dare you say something because I'm the one who's in charge of your career.
I wonder if it's different than that, though, because she was brought up in this industry, so her mom was always touring. So I wonder if she was this little girl that was in this area.
But if her mama had the power that she had, how come she didn't tell me?
But
mom?
It's a different.
I don't give a hoop.
It's her career
now. One of my kids
now.
Is getting.
But this is her career. Maybe she didn't even share that aspect.
Because a mother would have made it stop.
I can't say what I want to say, but F a career when it comes to my kids.
He said, fuck a career. I'll say
because
it for you.
If one of my
no.
Kids come,
God, forgive me, Jesus.
But my F stands for forget.
Okay, forget. Okay, right, forget. Forget.
Sure. But no, I'm saying, if one of my kids come to me and say, yo, so-and-so is doing so-and-so to me.
But maybe she
career
didn't
has nothing
say
to do.
Something. Maybe she didn't say something.
Even 10 years later, I don't care if one of my kids tell me 10 years from now that somebody did something, and I don't care about a career or not. At the end of the day, it's
and
my
then
kid.
It's
you
crazy
know what I'm saying? Me handling it. Whether I'm gonna be in jail,
but
somebody gonna be in jail.
As crazy as it may sound, as crazy as it may sound, and crazier things have happened. Who says she didn't tell her mother? And her mother was like, "Well, this is kind of how the game is played."
If her mom did that, she didn't divorce her mom.
You never know.
No, but you never know. People who grow up in this industry,
they know what this is about.
I'm sorry, she didn't divorce her mom.
She didn't divorce her mom.
If I went to my mom and said I was abused, and she said, "Well,
and
that's
she pimping you up,"
I never talked to her again.
But
that means she didn't care. Don't care about my well-being.
But how many sexually abused females
think like that?
Are silent. They don't even say anything.
It's beyond our bodies.
Right.
Because
it's mental, it's everything.
It's mentally and it's emotionally. So you abuse my body, but you shut my mouth.
Yeah.
Tammy, like, beat me, right?
You're different. You don't think
beat
like the
me,
woman.
I'm
thing.
Telling everybody.
You don't
know what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying? Like, beat me. It is what, because I'm not staying here. Now, I get the whole, it's a little hard for me.
I don't think you get it.
Because you know how, there's a lot of stuff I don't get, like the postpartum depression. She used to tell me about stuff.
Yeah, after the baby.
Yeah,
us being wounded and you leave us alone for the first 2 days.
I still don't get it, though. I still don't get it.
That's
I just don't get it.
Don't
I feel
get
like,
it because you'll feel it.
Exactly. Come on.
But I feel the same thing.
Come
but
on.
It goes to my kids. I'm saying, like, if like we saw it where one of the post problems, she threw the baby off the bridge.
Wow.
She need to follow the baby
right
off the bridge because
so cold.
That's my baby.
Right.
So that's how I feel. That's how I just feel about my kids. Like, so if this
well,
girl was if just something happened to this
mother.
Kid, yeah, let's assume she didn't
let's
tell
assume
her mom.
She didn't tell her
because I feel like mom need to be like, yo, who or her daddy. If mom say no, I ain't gonna say nothing. Let your daddy go to work.
I wish everyone in this world thought like yo.
Everybody doesn't.
Yeah. My life would be amazing if everyone.
My babies, my babies mean the world to me.
Okay, well, but, you also brown. Yeah.
Well, we're gonna send our best of luck out to Kesha in this whole situation, and Sony, clean it up.
Wait, and I want to say something.
What you want to say?
I want to give a shout out to Tweet for her for her thing on the charts.
That's
Charlene.
Huge.
She
and
waited.
All my friends produced that record.
Really?
Yeah.
Charlene, she waited 10 years.
Getting paid.
10 to 15 years for her to come back out.
Yeah.
And she finally, she's on the charts. So God bless you,
that's
Tweet.
Really cool.
Tweet. Yeah. Also, our homegirl Sia Amoon. Check
Sia
out her
Amoon!
Remix.
Her remix to
work.
But she killed it. She slowed it down.
Oh,
I love
wow.
it.
You can check it out, Sia Amoon on SoundCloud. All right, so we're going to play three music videos for you guys.
Okay.
Three newer artists. And I kind of want to just see what you guys think of the creativity here
in
2016. All right, the first one is shout out to Mickey Knox, one of our fans. So we always love when you guys share new music with us. So if you guys have new artists that you want to share, leave the music video name in the comments below.
Below our YouTube channel.
Yes. So Mickey Knox gave us the internet. Her name's the internet. She goes by the internet, and the song's called Special Affair Curse.
Penny for your thoughts, I know what you want. I can read your mind even from behind. And fuck what's in your phone, let me take you home. I wanna take you home. Just so rare that I'm here, don't plan on staying too long. So you should come here, sit your ass on this throne. It's a special affair, better act like you know who I am. Who I am. I bet this was wrong. Make you feel nice and comfortable. Tryna act nice, girl, your cover's long. But you already knew that. You already knew that. You already knew that.
The internet special affair. What do you guys think of that?
I think I need to be high watching this.
That's what it feels good, but it kind of puts you in that zone
where,
like,
you want to be wanting
it.
Like,
it's like, yeah, like, okay, yeah.
But I love the fact it had real music.
Yeah.
That beat
was
coming in.
Yeah.
Guitars,
bass. It was good.
She looks like one of the Smiths kids.
She does.
Yeah.
She dropped a little
she's a Smith
a little
child.
C or a low inside of a, you know.
Next is the artist who goes by the name Jackson, and the song is called For My. You might have heard this one before, but he just dropped the visuals.
I'm blacked out in the rose, riding with my woes, sipping on gin, feeling like him. I've been looking for a reason. Pull up and you shawty skirt in the whip. I be really bad at, yeah, you know what this shit. So I put it in your life, I'ma make you feel it, oh yeah, yeah. I was in the club out to Molly, oh yeah, yeah. Ain't coming home till 6, probably, yeah, yeah. I got bitches like Prince, know my niggas get love. And I put on for myself, yeah, yeah. And I put on for myself.
Jackson For My. Kind of the sound that's out right now.
Yeah, it's kind of a sound that's out.
We've heard it before.
See him.
You've heard that song before? Yeah.
Or no, not the song, but you've heard
that
him
sound
before.
That,
yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Everybody's doing that, but I can't see him. It's mad dark in the video.
Oh, well, he fine.
That's what
trippy,
I was going to say the same thing.
It's like really, really dark. You can't get a visual of him. But yo, you know what I'm noticing though for these past couple of weeks? A lot of this music is done out here in LA. Let me find out LA is the place to be for music.
Where you been? Yeah, right now, LA is in. Most of don't know me, huh?
Right. Everybody, no wonder I know so many people who's like, yo, I'm moving to LA. This is where you have to be in order to.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Working.
I was
it's
like,
working.
DJ Mustard is a genius.
He's from here?
Yeah.
I didn't know Mustard. I didn't know that. I thought he was from like Chi-Town or something.
But like, he's a genius because literally I'll listen to a beat and even if it's not his, I'm like waiting for it. Like it's a part of the song. I'm like, there's some marketing right there. Shout out to Jackson. I wonder if he's Native American though. Do we know that? No, because he has a feather tattoo.
Yeah, you can't see him.
I saw the tattoo.
It was a dark video, but check it out.
Another
one
you got to be high to watch.
But this next one, all right, I was going to do another fan one, but Hobson, one of my favorites, dropped a video called The Ill Mind of Hobson 8. Really cool story to go with it. So basically, him and his best friend had started a label together.
Nice.
He found out that his best friend was doing some shady business with another female friend.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know what? Y'all can have it. I don't need that type of negativity. He pushed away from the label and decided to start something new. People are comparing the situation to NWA, where he was the Ice Cube of the situation, felt he wasn't getting his fair cut and whatnot, and there was some shady business. So he dropped this video, and it's really dope because he told the story as if it was he was in a courtroom. So let's take a look. The video is called Ill Mind of Hobson 8.
Nigga, what the fuck? What the fuck? Homie, I made you rich. Paid your rent.
Damn right.
Biting the hand that was feeding you, this shit don't make any sense. Nigga, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
You know this is that real shit. How you gonna forget who built this, huh? I'm the one who made the company all the millions. Now you got problems to deal with. Man, this is tough luck. See, a couple weeks ago we was buzz. And that crew that was killing shit was us. Till you turned on me, homie, that's fucked up. I ain't keeping this shit on the hush hush. On my chest, I just carry too much stuff. I done had it, enough is enough, bro. Plus, I needed something to get my buzz up. You done fuck with the wrong dude. Ain't no telling what Hobson is gon' do. Creeping up on you. Quit your sleeping, I told you. This a motherfucking journey we finna go through. If I ain't had so much to lose, I swear to God, I'd probably beat up and choke you.
Damn.
Nigga, this is that raw shit. Right. That organic flow you probably see up in Whole Foods. Chevrolet Timbers, something's fishy about you, Mr. D. Ritter. When I told you that I wanted new management, why the fuck you throw a fit and seem bitter? Why you...
Okay.
Boom. Hobson, what are you thinking?
I think he got bars.
I like
Listen,
it.
Listen, I love
that. I can watch that. Listen
to it. Yeah, I want it because it's a story. Yeah, it's telling a story. So I want to know.
It's Jay-Z-O-ish.
Exactly.
Because he's telling us what is happening in the music industry with him right now. He ain't talking about gang stuff. He's talking about this is what's going on with me in my life right now.
Right.
This is what, hip-hop is.
And the wordplay is amazing.
Amazing, yeah.
Amazing.
He says, shiver me timbers.
I love it. I loved it.
I want to hear more about him.
To MMPK, they are now working with him. You know, they bring Abrina by.
Yeah, so we need to bring him here.
Jago and them. Shout out to her for getting them because I think this is his next step. He's so talented and his visuals that he puts out, the message behind all of his music. He's just someone who needs a platform.
But what was the name of the group that he was in?
Freak something.
I guess we'll look it up.
It was a not a group, a
production team or something. Oh, okay,
of a bunch of different artists, and he's hoping to pull some of them out of that. But we'll see where that goes from there. I think that this is going to be a huge step. Also, another thing I forgot to mention: Kendrick Lamar, the Untitled Unmastered thing. He's doing something on Twitter, I think, actually in an hour or whatnot, where you guys can tweet with Kendrick Lamar, and if he's going to ask you questions about his album, and if you answer them correctly, you get a surprise from him.
So that's nice. Dope.
But what's real dope?
No. That note was off key.
He was in his own key.
No, right, he was in his own key. Okay, sure go ahead, Greek God. Do it again. Do it again.
It's in the key of Jesse James.
Okay.
But no, hashtag us.
Yes.
Tammy and Gerald Haddon.
Yes.
You guys dropped this album, and I, like I was saying before, it's... I'm always, when I listen to, I don't want to call it gospel music, though, because it's beyond that to me, because it's something that, you know, when I hear gospel music, I think of, in church, I think of, you know, not being able to really listen to it in other places.
Choir music.
Yeah. You know?
Right.
When I hear this album, though, it's just, it fed a part of my soul that when I wake up in the morning every morning, I'm always particular about the type of music I listen to. And like I said, I listened to your album the past 2 days, and it's the perfect thing that has put me in an amazing mood the past few days, because it's light, it's full of joy, it's full of hope. And I really want to, and just hearing you guys' story as far as the fact that you guys are, you know, married, you guys really push the fact that we are together and we do music together. I love that, you know, certain songs, you know, Tammy, she take the song. Then he had this song.
Right.
And Gerald would be like on the next one, like, well, no, I'm going to come.
That shows he really listens.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I love it.
Yeah, it's the perfect balance. And I can't explain it any other way than when I listen to the music, it put me in a world of joy, complete joy.
Oh, so that's then you know what? Mission accomplished.
Yeah, I just really want you guys to get that across. So anyone out there, if you haven't listened to the album, guarantee those are the emotions that will come with
it. Thank you.
But let's talk about it.
Okay. Yeah, like we don't, well, I don't refer to it as gospel music either. I personally.
Contemporary Christian.
But you know what? For the sake of church people, because you know they like labels.
Yes,
they like labels. Yeah. So for the sake of our church people, I say it's Bible music. Hey, and the reason I say it's Bible music is because the Bible talks about everything. Mm-hmm. It talks about sex. It talks about fighting. It talks about killing. Mm-hmm. It talks about life.
Yeah.
And I'm a Christian, but I know that life happens.
Yes.
And
yes.
People like to hear positive music about what they're going through to let them know, like, no, I don't go to church every Sunday. No, I don't. But I'm going through this, and this song has let me know that I can still be hopeful, and I can still hope that it'll get better and believe that it'll get better, you know, and I think that's what we're all about.
Mm. You nailed it.
Yeah.
You see, people, he knows. Agree with the wife.
Come on now.
Happy wife, happy life. God done send her her Boaz.
Yes.
But I'm praying and waiting for mine.
But I don't want to be Boaz, because Boaz died the day after he
married Ruth.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah. See,
I don't want my Boaz.
See?
Yes, he did.
He went home.
He went home.
They went in there today. I said, Jesus. don't make me Boaz.
Okay, you're not Boaz.
So with the sound, though, and, you know, releasing something in, you know, the 2016, where do you find the musical balance to? Is it that you want to reach out to certain people? Is that, you know what, we just want to make good music and they will come? Like as far as like creating music in this lane, I know that we had Dieter Kaden in here, and he was saying, you know,
Dieter,
you
never heard of him.
Are you related?
Yes, my brother.
Oh, okay.
He came in. He was saying, you know, for him, it was very similar to Michelle Williams.
Okay.
It was like, you know, I want to study the music of today and then kind of infuse that positive sound with it.
Yeah.
I don't get that from you guys though. It's very original. It's very it's really hard to describe it, really, for me, because it's like not the typical. Yeah. So where was your brain as far as creating the tracks and the song?
I was really trying to do us, and I'm not using that to say because the title just happened to work. But we sit around and we don't listen to gospel music. We listen to country music. We listen to hip hop. We listen to everything. So
pop, rap.
And then a lot of my friends are super producers too, you know, and all this stuff. So we sit around. And I'm like, hey man, I want to write a song about just.
We're more concept driven.
I just want to write a song about something. Like, we got a song in there called See About Me. And the song is basically talking about her grandmother passing away and left her old car. But in this car was where her grandmother talked to Jesus.
Because the radio didn't work.
So
in the car.
Yeah, so the radio didn't work.
That was her prayer room.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, lack of a better word, we write a song about a war room where she gives her this car, and this is where she talks to
and
God.
And that's where the granddaughter meets God for the first time.
You know, so we just try to write songs that just different, because country artists, I know that country music is like the music, at least to me it is, because it speaks
storytellers.
It's storytellers, and they're the only music really that the sales didn't drop.
That's true.
The sales are still staying steady, but we wanted to bring that kind of situation to gospel music, where we just write songs about.
And if I can say really quick, because the music industry is what it is pretty much across the board, records aren't selling like they used to, you will be so disappointed if you try to put something out to please people and right. then it still doesn't get the response that you want. So what you do is, I love music because I love music, because music is in me. So I'm going to do what I love to do. So if we're the only two people plus you all mm-hmm. that ever listen to the record, I'm satisfied because you have my heart. Yeah. Like mm-hmm. this is really yeah. who I am.
I so, say in 2000, oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
In 2016, or in the late 2000s, I'm starting to see that it's now becoming this. The artists are starting to open their hearts almost mm-hmm. more and yeah. saying, you know what, for my fans, I'm gonna create music for my tribe. And yeah. it's about creating your tribe right
and
now.
And I think that's what we were trying to do.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, for
not
Mary,
trying.
We
have, that's you what did. You're doing.
Yeah,
and then we're from Detroit.
Yeah.
Oh,
so, born and you know, raised. We get the whole idea of having your sound, owning your sound, and just doing it and letting it be what it's going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
All right, so let's check out one song first. Let's talk. This song is called "Awesome God." Mm-hmm. I saw a performance you guys did at City Walk.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But we're gonna take a listen to this song. The song's called.
Why are you at all these listen. Places and I
wasn't there, girl. I said I saw the
he
performance.
Said he saw it.
Turn it up. Oh, that's you.
Yes.
You want it. You want it.
I know the word. Can you go to a church where they play this?
Yeah. They play it all the time.
Have you? Mm-hmm.
They send us clips. Like, people send us clips all the time when they're doing this song.
I saw it. Well, I did Google, and I saw they do a... It's the worship dance?
Yeah.
To
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was watching some of those videos.
Cool.
I used to be in the choir too.
Come on now.
No. I can't sing no more. I smoke too much weed.
Girl,
no,
so the voice album is name good. Is us. Don't mean right.
No, but I grew up in church. No, I know the Lord. I grew up in church. I don't walk 100%, but I touch lives.
Yeah.
Believe that, right or wrong.
She does.
But no,
you still have a relationship with her.
My relationship is so solid.
That's let me all tell ridiculous. You. Let me tell you what we believe. Not to get too far off subject, but you said you were raised in the church, so, and you said you still touch people. Mm-hmm. So I believe that for the purpose that God has put you here on this earth, that he's anointed you to do what it is that you do and mm-hmm. be effective in your lane. Mm-hmm. And like we were even talking about Steph Curry, like this is a man that has scriptures on his shoes. Mm-hmm. They're not going to let us put a cross in the Staples Center. Mm-hmm. They're not going to let us put the Ten Commandments in the Staples Center.
Well,
but he literally walks the
in.
Word in every mm-hmm. time he walks into an arena. He's being effective on his platform. And I think that's what God yep. does with all of us. Mm-hmm. But church people will try to box you in, but God is not about a box. Mm-hmm. He's about this world, and he puts people on assignment in different areas of the world.
No, I'm saying,
what you guys are doing here, somebody tunes into what you guys do every day. You mm-hmm. make their day better. You make them feel better. You may be the only laugh they get all day. You know what I'm saying? Yep. And so you're effective on the platform that God has given you. And I think that's what it's about.
I'm obedient.
And saying all that to the song, I'm like, right.
No, but really though, I personally, I'm going to keep it 100. I am obedient.
That's good.
That's good.
I am obedient. I know when I'm supposed to move. I have a very close relationship with God.
That's
to
good.
Take, mm-hmm. you know, no joke, but I have a very close relationship with God, and I move when he tells me to move. And I say what he needs me to say
and
to
that's
who
what it's
needs
about.
To hear it.
Yes.
And I leave it there. I feel that if God puts the word in your heart and you're supposed to speak to that person, if you don't do it, that's your fault.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
You have to relay the message. So no matter how strong or how hard or how deep it may be, I say what I need to say and then I leave it alone. Am I right or wrong?
You got it.
I mean, we're witnessing that.
No, but it's the truth. Like, I mean, I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect.
Who is, though?
Right, but I'm not perfect by any means. But I'm going to tell you something. I don't play when it comes to God.
That's right.
I really, really don't. I mean, I joke a lot, but... What the lives, the people that are in my life, when God needs me to touch their lives, I do. I've changed a lot
of lives.
But
there is no perfection.
Yes.
And I think that has been one of the dangers of the church culture.
Trying to
be. That it's made people believe that there is perfection. There is no perfection, but my God is your God, and he's your God. And when I need him, he's there.
It actually made me leave the church.
Yeah.
See what that
was? Yeah.
I got my ears pierced, and I did. And my pastor said to me, what, do you want to be a girl now?
Wow.
And I was like, what?
Wow.
I was, right before I was about to receive communion, too, and I was just like, okay. That's,
I'm not even, just, I wouldn't even have taken it out of his
hand. And so you were done after that.
I was a little, I was done. And I found my, I had to go through my own things and find my own path. And then I found myself back cool. to where, clearly where I need to be.
Because it's about this relationship and not necessarily this.
This relationship.
And people really try to make us feel like we have to join their club to get to him.
And that's another thing. Sorry to interject, but how do you feel, because I grew up in church where saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, the word, like it was strong. And it has changed so much now to greed and people force prophets on the pulpit. So for me, it makes it hard for me to go to church or go back to church because I don't know who I'm getting the word. The Bible says, be careful what you put into your soul.
Absolutely.
And what you feed your soul with. So I'm careful with the people who I choose to get the word from.
Absolutely.
But I yearn for the word, but I don't know who to go to give it to me.
That's a great question.
That was deep, but I say the word.
Sorry.
He can speak.
No, it's fine.
He can speak through anybody.
Yeah, true.
His word is still the word. If they're speaking the word, even if the preacher who's speaking it, you know good and well he ain't crap. He can still give you the word that you need.
If the word he's speaking is true, which is why really your connection is you and your prayer life and your Bible. And you know what I'm saying? And God will bring himself to life in you and for you. Because you know, if we hunger and thirst after him, he's obligated to
feed you.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he'll meet you right where you are. You know that, but I get what you're saying with the whole church thing.
I have my relationship. I do have my situation. I do have God. Yeah. I do have my. Am I getting too deep for you, Jesse?
No.
You good?
Okay.
When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me.
Come on, my soul, see?
My soul cries out, hallelujah.
Yeah.
I thank God for saving me, but now let me stop. But he caught you. Now let me stop.
Come on now.
It's just, even though you have a relationship with God, sometimes you want your soul to be fed elsewhere.
Yes.
To make, you know, so that you know, so God can speak to you in a bigger realm. But at the end of the day, I'm going to just continue building my relationship with God and continue to keep it strong and tight, no matter how people around me stray.
And you'll find where you need to be.
Yeah, I shine where I need to be.
You'll
man,
find
I've
where
been
you
to
be.
A couple of churches out here, and when I walked in there, I said, Lord, this is
but see,
not
you're
clean.
Not from here either.
Not from Queens.
Yeah,
right.
so
you know
it's like different. We're from Midwest, and really, the running joke is they serve a different Jesus out here.
They do.
That's the running joke. It's like,
honey,
it's really different when you've been
Jesus,
raised.
I say Jesus here.
Clubs out here.
Jesus out here wear flip flops and, you know.
Right.
He goes to the beach.
And eat alfalfa sprouts.
I tell you, on the Midwest and East, he wears a suit, shirt, and tie.
But he got his robe on.
He got his robe on.
If my mother ever saw what people wore to church out here,
she would be appalled.
Oh, my God.
You spoke of a hunger and thirst. One thing, and it kind of touched on me, and I want to kind of get your opinion on it, but as we were talking about love and hip hop before, growing up, I've worked with the Boys and Girls Club, and I see a lot of young kids, and we've kind of grown into this overly sexualized nation. And people start questioning marriage and love, and well, why do you need that? You know, just as long as you guys are together, and you know, what does marriage do? Or I've even heard, well, you know what? We can. It's just marriage. We'll just get married. If it don't work, we get divorced.
Yeah.
Wow. And these are just that's crazy to me. My parents, 36 years strong,
wow.
still going.
Wow.
So for you guys, can you speak about temptation? Because I think that that's something, you know, in the world of 2016, no morals. Temptation is something that's not understood. I think that now it's the word has changed and that we believe in greed now. And with a relationship, girl.
he said because you know the word has changed. I'm speaking like the white journalist. No. You just sound like you was
you
preaching. No,
yeah.
go ahead.
Church,
go ahead. Go ahead. Lord, use him, Lord.
This is Dr. Phil right here. As a couple, what would you give as far as advice in fighting those moments of temptation? Not even just to talk about it sexually, though, because, I mean, we do it with overeating. We do it in many different ways. But that is one of them, because this whole destroying the word marriage, and as a gay man, I understand what the word marriage means, and I understand everyone's side on it. I understand why some people would be upset with gays getting married, yep. and I understand what the term marriage means mm-hmm. and whatnot. But so the word has always been special to me. So to see it being torn apart by people, kind of speak on that with temptations that you guys have had to face and overcome.
Yeah, you want to go first? I think being in the church that. We were always kind of taught that you get married and you get married God's way, and as long as you do it God's way, you're going to be fine. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think the divorce rate is higher in the church than it is, you know, everywhere else, mm-hmm. is because nobody told us the truth. Mm-hmm. And the truth is that life happens. And the truth is that I am crazy in love with my husband, but if I do not guard myself, I will find myself in some foolishness. Mm-hmm. Same thing with him. You know what I'm saying? Just because I love God and I believe in God does not mean that if I'm not very, very careful, I won't be somewhere doing something dumb. True. But nobody wants to tell that truth. So marriage is something... fidelity is something that we fight for daily. You have to be conscious of it. You have to make a conscious effort because temptation is everywhere. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You can't look on your social media without seeing something that's like, whoa. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm
saying? Let me unfollow that.
Gym pictures, I'm like,
come on, you know? And so it's easy, it's very easy to be caught up. And so you just have to be honest with yourself that if you're not on guard, that you'll slip up. you'll be on the ground.
a lot of my friends call her Sam for Samsonite luggage because I take her in the They're like, oh, Sam, what you have? Like, we can have fellow conversations sometime, but the reason I do that is because I know my background. My background, my on my mother's side of the family, my grandfather had a whole nother family.
Wow.
My real father, he was a player. He had a whole nother family.
Y'all still finding
so
brothers.
So we still finding brothers and sisters coming out the woodwork. Like, hey, I'm your brother. Like, where you come from? But you know, at the end of the day, is to know your background and know that if there's, lack of a better word, there's player in your genes. And it go back even to Bible days. David was a player. His kids was player. It was like, it's gene. You need to know, like, I need to keep my wife close. Mm-hmm. Because the player gene could always slip up on you. You see something. You talk. Slip on you like, oh.
Let the wrong one.
The wrong one.
That look just like you, you know.
You know, so you just have to be mindful of that. I mean, we can say this spiritual deep thing. I don't know how to get spiritually deep. I say this, I need to keep my wife close.
That's right. No.
She need to be somewhere. Yeah. And the good thing is, if some people I know have it easy, right? Like your wife go to work, you got the whole day free. Mm-hmm. You got 8 or 9
that's
hours.
That's easy.
Didn't the word say idle mind is the devil's playground?
Exactly. So eight or nine hours of free just to be able to do whatever you want to do.
Just to do some stuff.
I'm glad I don't have that.
Okay.
I don't need that. I got a wife who's with me literally almost 24 hours a day. Oh. And it's fun. Don't get me wrong, she gets on my nerves sometimes.
Ditto.
You know, but I like having her with me.
She's my friend.
Yeah, she's my friend.
My homie.
Yeah. So you guys titled it hashtag us. Mm-hmm. Why hashtag us?
We wanted to do us.
But why hashtag us?
Hashtag us because we've written and produced for other artists. And actually, we took some songs. Actually, a lot of these songs on the record, we had presented to other artists. And we would start writing them and singing them. And we was like, yo, we need to keep these for us. And that's really how it went. And then
it spoke to the whole social media phenomenon.
So
we put the hashtag in front of it.
But girl, let me tell you, when we got to promoting this record,
what happened?
If you look on Instagram and put in hashtag us, it's a bunch of naked people were hitting us like, you might want to change that hashtag. It's going crazy on Instagram.
I think we might have helped fix that a little bit.
Yeah, maybe we helped put a little Jesus on it. But it was straight Kim Kardashian.
Leave Kim out of this.
He's in love with Kim.
We're not going to talk about that, right?
I think Kim gets a bad rap.
I think she's gorgeous.
I think she's absolutely stunning, but I also think that her mother is the biggest pimp of the United States of America in the world.
Do we want to call her pimp or
she's
entrepreneur?
Smart. She's
amazing.
Smart. She's amazing. She's amazing. Okay,
clearly, Kim has enough airtime.
True. Right.
I want to play this next song. It's called Amazing.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about this song.
Amazing is a simple song we just wrote sitting around at home. Thinking of
how good God is on every level.
Yes, how sometimes our bills are due and then a check show up at the last minute.
Yes,
I said,
that's
God, you're amazing.
Doing?
Real talk.
We've all had our God is good moments. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, yeah.
So, it happens a lot.
So, let's take a listen. Amazing.
Everything. You turn it up a little bit.
Awesome ruler. Soon coming king.
Sing, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's him. I hear him.
The giver of life. You're the well that never runs dry. You're amazing. You're amazing.
This is a praise album.
You're but you definitely hear the little country influences
yeah.
in it.
Yeah.
So
I need this album.
Right.
And that's all live instruments, too. Mm-hmm.
Jesus, Jesus.
All right.
Hey!
I love y'all.
Joe, baby, you can't have the whole track now.
Right, move on.
She like, let me in.
But what's funny, that happens everywhere we go.
Really?
Excited when she come in. She come in strong.
She come in strong. But you smoke, but y'all level
that's
each other
what it
out.
Is. I call her the power. She's the power. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just the laid back. She's the power.
So you, when, you let you be the concrete. You
yeah, there you go.
And then she comes in. Because I saw that performance, and he was like, well, I thought you going to blow the microphone.
Awesome. Okay, where's the album?
Did we bring it?
We didn't bring none.
That is so
we gotta bring
foul.
Some back.
That's really bad.
I promise you, we'll come back and bring some to you.
But it's still it's
but we can get on iTunes,
Walmart,
okay, I can get
Amazon.
It's
in everywhere.
What do y'all prefer? Us to purchase iTunes or hard copies?
I would say iTunes.
Either one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would say iTunes because yeah. right now I think people are paying more attention
to
digital.
I drove
sales.
The wrong car. Usually I have them in the trunk of the car.
He's so serious.
I drove the wrong car
that's
today.
Very Detroit of you.
Yeah, very.
Very.
I tell people all the time. I say if you can't find it anywhere else, if you see me, I got it in the trunk of my car.
Do y'all have a song that y'all
PayPal
sing?
Swipe too.
Do y'all have a song that y'all sing together?
Yeah, we got a couple. Like, we got some relationship songs on there. We've got one called Happy, and then we've got a song on there. I think my favorite song is called Broken Pieces. And it talks about a relationship that's falling apart.
Can I hear Broken Pieces?
I don't know if we have.
Do y'all have a harmony? No.
Oh,
do y'all want to sing or no?
Oh.
Y'all don't want to sing?
Is it my voice?
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Mimi. Go ahead. Y'all don't have to if y'all don't want to.
Happy.
No, don't you put me out there by myself.
It goes, I'm so happy.
Y'all don't have
a...
But we don't sing that together.
That's the other one. But no, Broken Pieces is separate. It's like a lot of separate stuff. But it's my favorite because it talks about, you know, relationships falling apart, but then how God can pick up broken pieces. Like, he's the only somebody that can pick up all of these shattered fragments of stuff that we thought, like, is totally destroyed. Mm-hmm. And not just with relationships, but with life. Like, mm-hmm. sometimes by yourself, you find yourself just broken, like, broken on the floor. Like, my life is just in pieces. And God is the only somebody that can just kind of scoop those pieces up and like
and
put them back together again.
Yes.
Yeah. Give it to God, not
He's
the temptation.
He's dope like that. Right.
Before we wrap up, though, you have this other thing. Why Not Natural?
Yes.
Why Not Natural? Listen, up under this crochet stuff, my hair is natural. I've been natural for about 3 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I got... like obsessed with color, and I colored my hair purple and hot pink, and I totally damaged
it. You ruined
it. So I couldn't find anything that was like doing what I needed to do moisture wise. So I actually created a product line.
Yes, really? Okay.
And it's called Why Not Naturals, and we're in the labeling and branding phase, and we will be launching within the next 30 to 45 days.
To come,
yeah,
please.
Definitely.
Or get something.
Definitely.
Because Queen does hair.
I do hair.
Oh, wow.
I'm
here
for I do celebrity hair and I do
wow.
hair. That's what
yeah,
I do for a living.
Awesome. Wink
yeah.
Oh, this is my hairline, but I just threw this on because I ain't having
no hair.
Yeah. yeah, so that's my, that's, and I'm really, really passionate about it.
And it's
it.
Listen, like, the letter kitchen. Y.
No, it's W-H-Y-K-N-O-T. K-N-O-T. Why Not Naturals?
If you come over our kitchen, it looks like Breaking Bad.
Really? Yo, you in there boiling stuff?
I'm a mixtress.
So you testing on your hair or the kids' hair?
Yes, my hair and my boy's hair and a couple of my friends. Google, Mary's sister, she just hit me the other day. She was like, oh my God, this oil is giving me life. So I'm like, all right, Google.
I want some of that.
I got you. Yeah, so
again,
excited.
Where can everyone find that?
That the website is whynotnaturals.com.
And that's not with
the
K.
Not with the K. No, it's not with the K. And so in about 30 days, it'll be up and running. So come see me.
And then where can we keep in contact with you guys? Because you guys stay on Periscope.
Right, we're all over the place. At Gerald Hatton or at Tammy Hatton. That's
on all platforms.
Yeah.
So it's TMMI.
If you still got MySpace, you can find me.
Y'all still rocking over on MySpace?
Come on, I'm everywhere.
I can't get my password back. I'm like, I want those pictures.
Absolutely. You guys are a blast.
No, you guys were awesome. Thank you for today. I love the fact that your music put me in such a positive spirit, and then you guys came and just knocked it out the park.
I'm going to buy it today.
I had so much fun. You guys are amazing.
Thank you. Queen, where can everyone follow you?
You already know. At Queen Wink on Snapchat, at Queen Wink on Instagram, and at Queen Live on Twitter.
Boom. Also, make sure you guys subscribe to us on iTunes, Beat. And if you leave us a comment with your Twitter handle and rate us 5 stars, we're going to send you Robbie's album. What is that called again? Hello World. You guys can hit me up at DJ Jesse J, jessejane.com, and also make sure you guys follow us all across the board at BHL The Beat. Till next week,
peace.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Music Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.